The Florida Horse Podcast is presented by the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners Association.
Welcome to the Florida Horse Podcast, brought to you by the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners Association. I'm Tammy Gant, and I'm joined today by Steve Cook here from the studios in the horse capital of the world, Ocala, Florida. Let's get started. It's so great to be here in 2024 with you today, Steve Cook. It's good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here. Tammy, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's a very exciting year. So let's talk a little bit about the wonderful, wonderful stuff of 2024. Breeders, incentives, and racing incentives.
Breeding and racing incentives for your Florida breeds are through the roof this year in 2024. The FTBOA is very proud of what's going to happen this year. I'm very excited to be able to share it with you. You know, those breeding incentives, we've already talked at length about how those breeding incentives are paying at 20% of gross purse to the win, place, show positions. We anticipate total breeder awards in 2024 will be more than 50% larger than they were, total payments than they were in 2023. So The breeders should be very excited, and they're going to love watching their horses run around those ovals here in Florida and getting those checks in their mailbox.
And what's exciting about it is those folks that are starting to see those horses win this year, next month they'll start seeing those checks come in, and they're going to see that difference right away. So let's talk a little bit about the racing incentives and the racing awards, because those are extremely lucrative this year also.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a great year in Florida racing. It's already begun in January at Gulfstream. Of course, Tampa Bay's been working with these incentives since they opened back in the fall. And, you know, in total, racing incentives, so these are added monies going either through purses or otherwise to the owners of racehorses in Florida that are registered FTBOA Florida bred sat and the registered Florida sired horses. In total, those race incentives are up more than 66%. The offer is more than what we were able to offer last year in 2023. And 2023 was a good year. So we're really taking a pretty good program and making it highly robust. Between the Breeders' Awards and the racing incentives, Breeders' Awards probably coming in over $8 million. The racing incentives are going to total over $7 million. On total, there's $15 million of incentives this year to Florida breeds racing in Florida. That should be pretty exciting news, and for certain it should drive some entries and horses in the starting gates at both of our Florida racetracks.
Yeah, it should bring some Florida breds back, and then it's all levels, all types of conditions, so that's really exciting for Florida breds that are here and Florida breds that we're encouraging to come back to the state and race for that money.
You know, those incentives, we've had a longer runway now to see the incentives work at Tampa Bay because they started racing earlier and released the program earlier along with their race meet. You know, we've seen Florida breds coming home to go grab that cash. They haven't previously appeared in Florida racing. They've been up and down the East Coast or elsewhere, and we've seen some come home specifically because that money is there. The allowance program is particularly robust because of the Florida bred incentives at Tampa Bay. Every maiden special weight and allowance race at Tampa Bay for this entire race meet has $18,000 total added for registered Florida bred win, place, show horses. And it's making a big difference. We're seeing horses in the starting gate that weren't there before. And in conversations with our friends down at Tampa Bay, this is all new money for them going into the allowance ranks like that. And it's very exciting to see those results.
So the allowance races are great at Tampa Bay Downs. So let's talk a little bit about what that stakes program looks like.
There's an awful lot of money scattered throughout the stakes program. You know, I would advise our horsemen to take a look at the condition book and see what's there. But there's several $25,000 and $50,000 bonuses, both respectively for Florida breds or Florida sired horses in the different stakes, totaling to about a $600,000 program, plus the two $100,000 races we ran in the fall, the Marion County and City of Ocala for three and ups.
I think it's scattered throughout, too. So you've got the stakes scattered throughout the schedule.
So the stakes through the entire calendar going all the way through to the Florida Cup in late March, where they'll be close to wrapping up their meet.
Which I'll make a little plug. That's the Florida Cup is the F2A member day, too. So we'd love to see everyone out there on that big day.
I'll be there, and I think you will, too, right, Tammy?
We will be there with our bells on. So now let's shift a little bit of gears to our other Florida track, and that's Gulfstream Park. And what does those incentive programs for racing look like there this year?
I'll tell you what, at Gulfstream Park, it's super exciting, and this is this all just started on January 1st, so very fresh. in the condition book. But if you pick up the condition book and look at those maiden special weight and allowance conditions, there's an added line for $5,000 to the registered Florida bred winners of those race conditions. That ought to extend through the entire calendar year. That's for registered Florida breds in the open races. And if it's a restricted condition, then we make an offer for Florida sired registered horses in the restricted Florida bred conditions. So that's going to add up to a lot of money. In addition to that, there is another $1.8 million on offer that'll start this summer with the summer meet. So we're not seeing these incentives right now. We'll wait until April, where there is up to $6,000 added in selected conditions, which is going to be some of the upper claiming ranks, the allowance ranks. And you start tacking those bonuses onto that $5,000 win bonus through the allowance and maiden special overnight categories. It's really going to be a lot of money.
So as a breeder, that's added because if you're selling the horse at sale, that's going to make those horses that are Florida breds and Florida sire stakes horses much more valuable, because you can say, I can pull that horse out, buy it at a sale, and hit the racetrack.
It's basic economics. The horse's earning potential is greatly enhanced, and so therefore his value at the horse sales really should be enhanced likewise.
Yeah, so I think it's a great value for breeders, because they can earn some more money for the horses they bred, and then for those owners that purchase those horses also.
It trickles all the way through.
So we were talking about the sales, so we're talking a little bit about two-year-olds. So speaking of two-year-olds, what does that program look like for the two-year-old maidens at Gulfstream Park this year?
Oh, yeah, that's true. So FTBOA has always been very, very strong incentives for two-year-olds, and this is at Gulfstream. There's been a long-standing program where there's 10,000 win bonuses for two-year-old maiden special weight winners, and that carries on as well as all these other new incentives that I was just describing. And of course, Florida sireds, on top of that 10,000, if you're a Florida sired in that same race, you get another 5,000. So there's as much as a $15,000 win bonus for the fully registered horse winning those races. So again, trickles all the way through. That really should drive up yearling and two-year-old sale prices.
Sure, and you're talking horses they can buy in March, April, and June, because that program's happening through those periods and onwards. So a good place to be, if you had got a horse ready for sale, or you're an owner looking for a horse ready to run.
Get them while they're hot.
Get them while they're hot. Yeah. So speaking of all the racing incentives, are there anything else you'd like to cover as far as letting our breeders and owners know what other kind of money they could look forward to?
Even more exciting than the allowance program, there's really a lot of money having been that we've added to the stakes program at Gulfstream. Open Florida bred, registered FTBOA Florida breds in open races are running for an extra $20,000, where they can earn that in the win, place, show position. Or if it's a registered Florida sired runner in a restricted stake, then again, that $20,000 an offer paid to the win, place, show positions. And that's a year-round program, and that's going to add up to a really sizable chunk of the incentives on offer at Gulfstream. So awful lot of reasons to get in the starting gate at Gulfstream, and we really do look forward to seeing that have an impact on entries and filling every starting gate position.
Yeah, and Florida breds have an impact on the stakes as it is. I was just working on a commercial that's upcoming for Gulfstream Meet, and one of the things I was looking at, I was like, look at the number of Florida breds that win stakes at Gulfstream Park. So these horses are already competitive there, and so hopefully some more horses will get into those fields so we can get some bigger, even bigger fields than we have, and then they can take home some of that 20,000 at 1, 2, and 3 positions.
Well, and you highlight something that's very a fundamental of how these incentives are designed, is that we really like incentivizing Florida breds in open race conditions. To emphasize the point that Florida breds shy from no one. We are willing to take on all comers with the horses we breed down here in Florida, and these bonuses will pay. They are designed to be all paid out through the end of the year, and that means that these horses are anticipated to be in the starting gate and winning. 40% of the starting gate is Florida breds, 40% of the winners are Florida breds, and 40% of the purses year-round are going to Florida breds. We absolutely hold our own in Florida, and we do it in open company.
Yeah, and I think we had a slogan we used for many, many years, Florida breds, race them or chase them.
That's a great slogan.
And that race them or chase them holds true, and I think even more so this year when horses are really going to be competing as Florida breds against each other and in open company for this extra money.
We should probably blow the dust off that and print a few bumper
stickers.
There we
go, race them or chase them. Great. Is there anyone that you'd like to thank in regards to some of the programs?
I've really appreciated working with the race office at Gulfstream with Mike Lakow and his team. They've done a good job helping us place these incentives. And, of course, Peter Berube and Allison DeLuca down at Tampa Bay have been very helpful in organizing these incentives with us and getting the money distributed.
Well, Steve, thank you for coming in today. I really appreciate the conversation. And I just, it's a very exciting year that we're looking forward to.
It's going to be a great year, and I've been glad to share the great news with everybody.
The Florida Horse Podcast is presented by the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners Association.